go from there. It's it's Saturday night, and it's impromptu. Not really. We've been talking for months and been threatening to actually get together and chat a little bit. Reina Estes.
Right on. Hey. I have my own cheerleader back to me. I don't need more.
I'm glad you're here.
My own cheerleader.
I'm very glad you're here.
Thank you, sir. Me too.
What? I just asked you a minute ago. Like, we found each other through Crank Williams, I think.
Right.
What do you remember about that?
Well, I love this man, dude. Seriously, he's my twister twin brother in the past. I told you. I don't know. I love his country ass. I love his style. I love his free. I love he don't. He's not afraid to say what he thinks. And it's just me. I don't know. I am the Mexican version, Jung version, also, and woman, by the way. And no dick. I'm sorry.
What?
No
Boo.
Dick.
Hang up.
Well, I have my husband. He's dick enough. But I am just one man, one woman, everything. I believe in peace and love. But I love this guy, dude. Seriously, he has balls. Every time I check his wall, it's just a bunch of open mind, though, thinking about the country, because the country's passing through too much shit, and not just there, out here too. I am in Mexico, what I can say, dude, seriously. We are survivors. We have good and bad times down here. When we just cross the border, we have in the pocket $35,000, you know, and thinking, oh, yeah, we can conquer the fucking world and do everything we want. And once we went down here, we figured out that, no, it's not true, you know, it's not like that. And everything has been changed. Mexico is passing through a lot of changes, too.
Right.
The country's not that fucked up, but it is pretty fucked up.
Now, I mean, literally months ago, you know, we found each other with some jokes and some pictures and all that kind of stuff. And I think you saw my podcast and you knew what I was trying to do. Like, why did you throw your hat in the ring and say, like, hey, you know, if you want to interview me, like, I'm down with that. Like, what do you got? Bring it.
What I again? About what?
Your story. Tell us.
My story. About what? The story? Because I have 10. What do you want to hear about? You start to make your questions, I answer to you, son.
All right, let's go age group. Let's go 15 to 21. What was going on with Reina?
15 to 21, man. I was a preacher's daughter going to church and be a good girl. I get married when I was 15.
What?
I have two kids. Yeah, awesome, man. I get married pretty young. Have two boys, and my husband left. He walked away with my sister. I am the older of four. And he just walked away one day with my sister. He say, fuck you all, everybody. I have things to do. So my fucking family just, I don't know, say it right in English, but they give me the bag, you know, like, oh, woman, you bring this motherfucker man to home, and also he not just fuck you and give you two kids. He also take the other sister and walk away, you know? And my
shit.
Father was the preacher of the church also, so it's like, oops.
Wow.
Yeah, I was in troubles in that moment. Also, I was
Hang on. How was your relationship with your dad?
Not good, what?
Your relationship with your father, was it bad or?
Oh, my relationship with my father is awesome. That's the problem. Every time we we are like one from each other. Every time we saw, you know, we talk like we just saw yesterday and everything is cool. And he loved me and he's so proud about me and he want to be me. That's the problem. But I don't know. It's a big talk, you know.
Yeah.
He's still being a preacher. He's still married with this lady, and they are so miserable. Four kids on the road and a bunch, you know. Anyways, this guy run away with my sister, left me back with two kids. My family blamed me for that, and I was alone for a little while. Miserable, tried to survive and be a single mom with two kids in Mexico at the time was pretty hardcore. I met this guy. I was married with him for 10 years. He passed away after three heart attacks.
Jesus.
That was another part. sad part of the story. He was a banker, and I met him. We have a good chemistry. He was older than me, and he helped me out to raise my kids. We was together for 10 years till he passed away. He have three heart attacks in the way. And I was broken heart because he never get divorced. He was married with this lady and have one kid with her. Also, the lady walked away in the marriage and left him with a bunch of dupes and problems. And when he died, after a bunch of time later, I don't knew that. So we have properties together. We have restaurants. We have business going on. I was a business successful woman doing a bunch of money in Mexicali, and he was a successful man too. And everything just go to hell. Once he died, the lady come over with a lawyer and take everything away and let me in the street.
Right.
The same year, my kids moved with...
Hang on. Let me stop you. Me and some other people were talking about this today. There's so many Mexican men that, you know, they come across the border, they get jobs... They meet women, they, you know, they act like they want to have families and all this kind of stuff, but they already have one back home, right?
Probably two or three.
Two or three. Yeah, exactly. I have two questions. First one is, why do the men do that? And two, why do the women fall for the fact that they're single? Why, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Why, first of all, why do the men do that?
Okay, I cannot answer for men because I am not a man, but I have been raised with my father. I have brothers. Most of my life, I have been convivial with men, and I love men. I am no lesbian. I'm sorry. I just
enjoy some fun, right? You have your fun, right?
The thing is this. No, I don't hate women. I just don't
No,
like
but you have fun, right? You have fun with men, right?
Oh, hell yeah. I love my kids. I love my dad. I love my husband. I love my friends. I convive better with men because they are open-minded. They are clear. They don't play bullshit. They are straight. If they like it, they like it. If they don't, they let you know. Sometimes, you know, they have their days like everybody, but not every fucking day, you know.
Right.
It's like a not that often. Women, on the other hand, every time I hang out with them, well, my sister, you know, run away with my husband, my best friend, fight with my ex-boyfriend, and things like that. Every time I hang out with a woman, it's bad news. Bad news. And right now, thank Lord, my sister is with my ex-husband. My other sister is far away. I don't have girlfriends, so my husband is safe. Who knows? You know? My mom don't even talk to me, so we are safe.
That's twisted the world today.
You see that?
Say again?
Yeah. How twisted the world is today.
Oh, no. It's a disaster.
It's just insane.
Yeah. It's terrible. Like, let me try to frame what you just said with what I'm doing, okay?
Okay.
Being in a long-term relationship sounds terrible to me.
Really? Why?
Well,
only
because of what I see around me, like what you just said, you know, like, you know, girlfriends and, you know, other wives and all this kind of stuff. And like, you know, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff, it makes it hard, right?
I don't know. Really, I'm pretty happy. That's the problem. You know, I don't give a shit about other people's opinions or where other people's needs. And something's wrong. You know, like, Reina, you are so selfish. Yes, I am, because if I am right, the people around to me will be right. You know, I meet my husband through Facebook, first of all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, I was just broken heart.
Well, yeah, and how's that going?
Tell me. There he is now. Oh, this bitch is talking now.
He's there?
My husband is going to start to get to Kawamas more. He's drinking beer. I'm sorry.
Tell him I said hi.
Sorry?
Tell him I said hello.
I'm so sorry. I can't understand you. What'd you say?
Tell your husband I said hello.
Oh, he's coming back, don't worry about it. And once he come back, you gotta eat this motherfucker, because let me tell you one thing. No, seriously, I am his fan number one. I hate this guy. I hate him with all my soul, but in the same time, I love him that much. He's so precious.
Well, I don't understand. I don't get it.
I don't either. Somebody explain me this shit, you know? I just meet this guy one day, and we have friends in common. I was hanging on Facebook, broken heart after I broke up with this guy, Donald Ox. We have a relationship for 4 years, you know? And I don't know. Was amazing. He was a gentleman. I was hardcore to rocker, you know, doing his thing pretty manly. I don't blame him. And one day I just come back home and I knew he was fucking around with some other bitch. And I just walk away. I don't even say goodbye, you know. I just take my car and just walk away. Fuck it. I don't want to be here. Right. So anyways, long story short, I was alone, hanging around, and Facebook just popped, you know, somewhere. And I knew about that because Donald, actually my last partner, he get this iPhone for free from AT&T Go. And AT&T remember me, man. I know I owned some cash, but we are evil now. We are even.
That's awesome.
So anyways, long story short, I remember he had this fucking toy in the end, and I hate him because he don't even give a shit about me, you know? He was always in the fucking computer on the fucking phone. So after I broke out with him, I moved away. I was working in the mountains in Calistoga and Indian Springs. I am a massage therapy also. And, you know, passing through a bunch of bullshit, I just get my first iPhone. And start to play it, and then, you know, the first thing you get an iPhone is you want to get into Facebook, like, damn, yeah, okay, let's do that. And I started to hang around and meet interesting people. Actually, one of my best friends was Rolf Edgar from Germany, great artist and painter. You can see his work in my wall.
Rolf Edgar?
Rolf Edgar, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was my first friend on Facebook. A gentleman from Germany. Also, he say he's Frida Kahlo's brother. I don't know if it's true.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, he say that. I love his work. I respect his person. I never met him in person. But damn, he was the one to hook me up with Facebook in that time. Uh-huh. So long story short, I love music. I start to get into Joe Namasa music, blues, jazz, and all this old school American stuff that for me was new because I am Mexican, you know. I used to hear taca taca, mariachi, cumbia, salsa, and reggaeton. You know what I'm talking about, it.
Yeah.
And once I was single over there in California with this new tool, I started to dig in the net and I started to find a bunch of amazing stuff just right there waiting for me. And one of the persons waiting right there was my husband, Tenglor. Just I met him through another artist. Always they say good things about him. And one day I say, fuck it, you know. I go get this guy now, never. Move my ass from California to Nashville. Meet him. And later on, he asked me to get married. And we stayed together for 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, last May the 7th was our wedding anniversary.
How old are you?
40 years old, sir.
You're 40?
40,
okay. Yeah, you've had some stories, for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
Once you and I met through Facebook, why did you
and me?
Yeah, why did you want to do the show?
Well, I am an artist from the bottom of my heart, from the first day I born in there. You know, I had been trying to be myself all way long, most in a pretty hardcore family, 4 kids. I was the older. So my dad used to say, no, you are the responsible. You are the responsible. If I am not here, you got to take care of this and that and that. And I was in that role. Later on, I get married when I was 15. And later on, I get 2 fucking kids, you know? I love my kids. They know that. But motherfuckers. Seriously, I love these fuckers. Oh, God. And my husband walked away with my sister also and left me by when I was 18 with two kids, you know. And so it was like I always be responsible, do, be, go, that.
And now what?
My second husband died, my kids go away, I was alone in a new country, new language, new everything. And it's when I found myself. You know, that was the amazing thing to release that. Yeah, I was Mexican, but I love blues. I'm so sorry, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am Mexican, and I love Chile, but also I love ribs, you know. Also, yes, I am Mexican, and I love to fuck. That now will be changed, no matter what country I am.
Don't talk about that here. If you're not going to get into
there
it...
There we go, mysterious. This is coming back.
Don't mention it. Don't mention it if you're not going to talk about it, okay?
I don't know what you say, but I don't care, man. I am in a free country still. Hell yeah. No, Mexico's changing, man. That's the thing. Every time I say business, okay, people laugh at me. When I say business in Mexico, like, they smile. But when I say business in Ciudad Juárez, they walk away. Like, they don't even say goodbye.
Let me ask you this.
Tell me.
You post a lot of stuff that I totally resonate with as far as heavy metal music. Like, who's your favorites?
Well, I have many. My favorite ever and ever forever, no matter what people say. And Eric Wagon, you know, you're my brother. I love you, but Metallica still rocks to me. I don't
know. Yeah!
I don't know, other grandmas make blankets, you know, and take the kids to school. I just love rock and roll. I don't give a shit. I'm a rocker. Yeah, I love Metallica. They rock. James also in person.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I met him in person. When I just moved to California, I used to work in Chile, San Rafael, and... This is a funny story because he used to come over right there, you know, fucking day just to do business and hang out with his kids and family and this and that.
That's awesome.
And then one day I just realized it was him, you know. He always come over all dressed in black, walking like a soldier, not too high,
yeah.
More than me.
Hey!
Some American dude.
Ooh.
And I said, dude, I know you. And he just walk away like, I don't want to talk with you, bitch. And the manager stand up next to me. He said, Reina, don't do that. He used to hang out in Petaluma, you know, and IHOP, used to take breakfast.
Yeah.
Till one day somebody say, you know, I know you. And he just never come back. Like, oh, damn it. So I walk down his table and say, hey, sir, I'm so sorry. I respect you. You rocks. Can't you sign my booth? He said, no, but I can sign this car for you. He signed a piece of paper.
Wait. You asked him to sign your boob?
Hell yeah. You sergeant, help me. What you will be asked for? Sign my butt, man. I don't know. Do me something. He's my hero. Yeah, he rocks.
He's my hero. For real.
Hell yeah.
hang on.
Stop to jack yourself. Quit.
What?
I don't know. Just talking shit.
Oh my god. Awesome.
What are you doing there?
I'm typing a status on Facebook.
All right.
Hetfield signing
boobs? I don't have a computer right now. Nuts. I am talking with you, but I have internet at home, but I don't have a computer. I don't have a phone, so I don't know what's about.
It's all right. You'll see it all when we're done here.
Don't worry about it. You're free. You have all my freedoms. We have to do your best.
I still want to know, like, why did you want to talk to me? Why did you bother? Why did you bother with me?
I didn't bother with you. I mean. Let me go get a beer. Hold on. Before I bother you.
All right,
you more.
Fine. Go do it.
I can hear your laugh. My husband say, with who you are talking with? I don't know, some motherfuckers in the net doing some shit.
Yeah, just some guy with a radio show.
Some whatever. Guy. Hey, when you're coming over down here, darling?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna take a little summer trip and piss off some zetas, and then I'll be there.
Okay. Now I am thinking to get some people down to Puerto Peñasco this week and go fishing. Ooh. I'm looking for a team of 20 people. I don't care if they are comedians, you know, better they are, but if they are, no, it's okay. I can make fun of them. I don't care.
It's funny.
Yeah, I wanna... tell me, please. Talk to me.
I don't really know where to go from here. What's been going on in your life like lately that you've been very busy? Yeah.
Yes, yeah, seriously, dog, working like a slave. There's no other way in Mexico. You just work and work like in America. Like, well,
so why do you
know?
Stay there?
I have to. Damn it! I just was playing for. I was resident for myself before I met my husband, and I chose to wait till October of 2012 to cross the border to become a citizen. Domestic violence case before with another cuckoo artist I met before. He was great. Artist people are, but
now, okay, hang on. Before you keep telling that.
My life is intense. I'm sorry.
Are you crazy? And that's why you find these crazy people.
No.
No? Okay. No. Hang on. Let me. I'm gonna pull something up. Hang on.
Tell me.
Let me find it. Damn it! Come on.
With who you're fighting?
Here
with.
We go. Okay. No.
Tell me.
This post is from thoughtcatalog.com. Okay.
Right on.
24 dudes share the red flags they use to identify crazy girls.
Poor kids, damn it. I don't know, man. Better you have something better to do in your life. Damn. You know, that's the problem with new civilization. These kids have access to all this information that better to go outside and work in the garden, jack themselves in the closet. I don't know. No, you know?
You're right. But listen to this, okay?
Okay. Disgusting. It's just disgusting. It's just disgusting. Sorry. Cheers, Indio, in my hand.
All right. Crazy girls, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Number one.
I don't like them.
Number one, she's a victim.
Right.
She plays victim all the time. Is that a real
Almost
one?
Most of the fucking time, it's true.
Okay. Number two, she says, I hate drama.
Yes. But they look for drama the whole time. No, look, it's a sicko situation. It's like a circle, you know? And you get addictive, like adrenaline, like a sex, like alcohol, like anything else. Just be a victim, become to be an addiction. It's the way that you take attention about the people around to you, the way that you can manipulate the circumstance around to you, the way that you can have the control and make me sick.
But wait a
make
minute.
Make me so sick, you know, because I am a woman.
You
I
don't
am
do
part
it?
Of the studies. People without me, they say, yeah, you are, you know, and I am not. I just passed through a few assholes, that's true. No big deal.
Oh, so you're saying
you know,
you're not guilty of any of this stuff?
Well, if my husband walked away with my sister, no, of course I am not guilty.
I mean,
and
now,
my
I
husband
mean, I mean
with
now.
My best friend
I mean
in
now.
My own bed, no, I am not guilty.
All right. Damn.
And somebody stabbed me in the leg and tried to kill me because he's cuckoo. No, I am not guilty, sir. Just I meet the cuckoo people in the way, and you know, they was great. I don't blame them. They was great artists, great musicians, they creative. No, they wasn't.
I know, but like that's not the point. We're talking about
that's the point.
We're talking about crazy people, and you're like, no, they had this and this going for them, but they were also assholes. You know?
Well, yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, when you're an artist, you are different. You are. You better be. Exactly what my husband said. You better be, and not just because you know you gotta make a difference. People. Gotta decide who you are, what you do, what is your strong, what makes your difference. You know, when I talk and in public right now, just every day, I can see the power I have into my own person, into my own personality, what I express for myself. I am a strong woman. I survive more than one time. No one, no two, no three. That's what I gotta say. And in the same time, talk with the woman. Say, you know what? Stop. Stop a bullshit. Yeah, you can feel, you know, yeah, you was a victim in the moment, but you have the voice. You can rise yourself. You can defend yourself. You can do a lot, not just for yourself, for another woman around you.
I need you to know how different you are from women here. Because as soon
here
as...
Here where?
America.
That's a lot of big difference, that
nah,
woman.
Listen, as soon as a woman is fucked over here, they go on a spiral. Like, not... Okay, fair enough, people. Come on. Not all of you, right? But if something fucked up happens, you get cheated on, you know, there's some weird thing that you don't know about, like, they go on a spiral for a while, you know? They don't go like, ah, fuck him, you know? Like you in the moment, okay. In the moment, right now, you and me were dating, okay?
No. Okay, what?
Let's pretend.
No, look.
Let's pretend you and I are dating. Okay.
No, look, this is too easy. I don't know why the people make the life so complicated. Nobody put a gun in your head to say, hey, you gotta say this, you gotta do that. No, you have your own decisions.
That's what I mean. No. There's a social thing that makes people that get, not just women, men too, that they get they get messed over in a relationship, that there's this like mourning period. Like, why? for what? Like,
no, you know what is interesting to me?
I mean like grieving, not
talking on abuse, domestic violence. Talking about that, when I was in the shelter after all my incident, because it was pretty shocking, man. I really trusted this guy. We live in Mexico for one whole fucking year. He was my neighbor. He know I have two kids. He wasn't a great artist, you know. And one day he just say, hey, Reynard, you, look, I have this project in San Francisco. We got to go over there and make this video music for this blah, 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 blah project, whatever it was, you know. And he say, I'm sorry. He say, well, we are leaving for 2 fucking weeks and come back. So I talk with my neighbor and say, hey, can you take care about my 2 kids? I have 13 years old and 14 years old kids for 2 weeks. And she was my best friend also, not just my neighbor. She was also the person to rent the house to me at that point. So I paid the rent. I talked with her. She knows I will be outside for 2 weeks, no more. You know, and my kids was no baby kids. They was teenagers. Like, yeah, they can feed themselves. They can take shower. They can change clothes. Right. Everything will be right. You just got to figure out that nobody extreme get into home and they don't get outside late. Right?
Right.
Big time. I go to San Francisco, and this motherfucker, first day, he just go wheel. He go crazy doing everything, cocaine, amor, and yeah, big core story. Long story short, we was over there the 2 weeks working in the project, he told me, was real. But after that, I got to come back, and he said, no, you got to stay. He always holding my papers in his car under key, scared me the fucking hell the fucking time he won. Never I saw $1 about my work. Never, I don't know, it was kind of scary, you know? And I was alone with no friends, new language. Right. I don't know, was everything scary to me?
Yeah.
You don't make this story too long to you. One day he just lose his mind. And by there, I was 1 month ago away of my home. My friend don't know what about me. My kid was alone. I was fucking scary. He was hitting me, beating me, attacking me, telling me every day that he will be killing me. He will drop my body in the ocean and nobody will be know about me.
Jesus.
That he will put me in the booth back to Mexico anytime. And it was pretty scary. It was one whole month of my life that I feel I will be die every day. And one day, he just lost his mind. He attacked me. He broke my phone, tried to kill me. And somebody that was in the same property was tired of the bullshit, called the cops. They come over and they play like she is the one that tried to kill me. And she was Mexican, I am American, and blah, blah, blah. He was an actor. I was a stupid gear. And in the end, I spent 7 years over American court just try to figure out that I was not guilty. 7 years.
Oh, fuck, man. No,
my kids alone in Mexico.
Do you listen to my show?
Sorry?
Do you listen to my podcast?
No. I wish, but I don't have computer.
Why would you? Why would you? No, I'm kidding. No, I just had my buddy Maddie was here the other night, and it was right. The same thing. Like there was a robbery, and he was on the edge of it, like not involved, but he knew people. And from 2007 till now,
right.
he's been stuck in it. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And the worst part in the end of my court deal was I showed to court and he was crying like a baby in front of the people and say I was the one tried to kill him and I was the one to try make, I don't know, you know, big deals with him because I was Mexican just looking for his money.
Right.
And crying like a baby and I was just not speaking right English. My translator sucks. My lawyer sucks. And in the end, the person just don't know what to do.
Right.
She just was confused, like, well, what I gotta do, you know? They both have a reason. They both have, you know, they are right. So we both was guilty. And I gotta spend some time in America. I was not ready to cross to Mexico for that period. If I crossed the border, it was like, yes, you did it. My lawyer was the first thing to tell me, you know what? This guy is blaming you that you are the one to try to kill him. So you cross Mexico, he will be have the rights, you know? He's a right. So you got to stay here and go all the way along. But that took me 7 years away with my kids. And not just that, my first granddaughter was in the way. She was just coming and I thought it was the right time to come down here. I was married with my husband. I was citizen. He's American. 7 years away of my kids, it's time to see them and my first granddaughter. Oh, I can't wait, right? I showed to wait till October, but I crossed in August. And that was the problem.
Oh, okay.
So now I am here. It's no problem. I just gotta go down to the consulate and pay $2,000. But damn it, if I have that money, better I get a car or a house or something else, you know?
Right, right.
Right? Why did I come back to America for what?
No, you're right.
To do what?
You're right.
Pay Obamacare.
Hey. Easy. You're right. I'm agreeing with you. I hate to say this, but I got to cut it short. This was amazing. I want to do it more. You're cool with that?
Yeah, we show, man. You okay. Show to write my book. I give you the rights.
No, I don't write anymore. I don't want
two
your
hands
rights
broken and no computer.
No, you got to come up here and do it.
Okay. I can call you right now. You give me your number.
You have it. I already sent it to you.
It's on Facebook, right?
Yeah, it's there somewhere.
Oh, damn it. Well, let me go fight with the king of the kingdom. And I don't know, man. I have in troubles here. I don't did nothing wrong. He's just passing for some stuff.
Is he upset?
Stars and da, da, da.
Is he upset?
Sorry?
Is he upset?
Sorry?
Is he upset?
Oh, my husband?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I am upset. He's okay.
Okay. Just tell him, like, I'm just a guy looking for stories. It ain't anything more than that. I don't know why I have to say that for him, because I don't know, man. Doing what I do, I have to explain myself more than I think, you know?
That's what I say today in my Facebook. You read my Facebook? Did you like it? That's what I say today, you know. I cannot explain myself to everyone, and I have been doing that every day, and it's driving me crazy. And it's a comedy. Actually, I'm so ready to make a show about it because you gotta laugh about it. You cry, you laugh.
No, I mean, if life is this hard, I mean, you have to find something good about it, right?
Right.
Right. Raina, thank you.
I called you back.
We'll do it a lot more, okay?
When?
Whenever, for real. Like
right now, I can call you back.
No, I got to go now. But
okay.
We'll do it. I don't know. I want to have you on a lot.
Well, when?
I don't know. Get a Skype. Get an iPad with internet.
Well, between you Americans and you like my work, please send me some tolls. I will be paid back. I don't give a shit. It's just nothing in town, man. This is gossy town. It's no way to go do shopping.
No, I know.
And my iPhone right now, right here, is like a 20,000 pesos, like a $2,000. Like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. After all the importation taxes, just get a car. The man, it's $5,000 down payment. Who the hell can do that? $5,000?
I'm with you. I'm just saying. Like,
then I get the fucking car straight through the internet. Fuck it. You know?
This Raina,
country's funny.
I'm glad we made this work. You were amazing. I will hit you up more often. To be honest, and you can tell whoever is with you this. The reason that I haven't pursued you harder is because I didn't know what your situation was. You know, down there, you know, the marriage or, you know, together situation is different than here, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason. I know you had stories and you completely delivered. You were hilarious and awesome. Thank you so much. All right.
My pleasure. Anytime. You're welcome. Let me know.
All right.
You called me or I called you, but we are here for you. Mexico is not that bad. You people come over down here and bring caguamas. Damn it. You guys come down here, bring Guinness or Arrogant Bastard. Sierra Nevada for the
shit.
Least, damn it.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, we just have Corona. That's the best shit in India. And be
like,
happy.
You like the Arrogant Bastard, huh?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Arrogant Buster with a raw burger. The basketball, the best place to be. Damn it. Oh, just to let you know, I am looking for business partners. I am trying to bring down here Mexico new talent. I have this band, Roots Underground from Jamaica. Charles is great. All the kids are great. They have been working so hard. I have been following this band for too long yet. And my goal is bring them here this year to my birthday. My birthday is in October. I need help. I need sponsors. I know what to do. I have the market. I have everything figured out. I just need money. And if you guys can help me out just with the marketing,
just so you know,
that would be enough.
In the last few years, all of us are broke too.
Yeah.
For real. We're like,
yeah.
I have money for me, but you? Nah.
No, just to ruin the boys, you know. They are really great artists. They spread the world. They really hard work hard. What I love, when I started this project before I met my husband, was just to introduce to the community to artists that nobody knows. The first artist I met was Johnny Boots, my Facebook friend and Facebook also. And I told him I have this plan to do this gig in the desert down there. Call it Nobody Knows. Also, after that, I meet my husband, and he said, well, how about if we make this gig in the desert, call it the Burning Bush? You know, and it's just partners that have been met together for longer, and the spark is gone, and it's really interesting, his concept, because he said, well, once you get married, after that, what? Right?
Right,
you gotta
right.
make it interesting.
Right.
You gotta fight. You gotta.
I don't know anything about that. I'm 32 and never been married, so whatever.
Anyways, that's my project we have down all here. Right. Bring.
We'll get into that next time. Okay.
All right.
Go from there. Podbean.com. Go from there on iTunes, and go on Facebook. Find me, and then search Raina Estes and friend her because she's very funny. She posts really cool stuff. And she's pretty damn hot, I think.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Everybody welcome.
I'll hit you up again, okay?
Right on, sir.
Good night,
my
love.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Open doors, so I walk inside. Close my eyes, find my place to hide. see.